Invitation for Eric, A-R-I-K, Forster, F-O-R-S-T-E-R, May 21, 2001. I call Eric to give him an update discussion with rheumatology a few days ago. We believe IgA vasculitis explains all his findings. There is compromised glomerulonephritis with hematuria proteinuria. However, urine analysis as well as protein creatinine ratio shows improvement. Rheumatology increased the CellCept to 1,000 twice a day just a couple of days ago. Remains on prednisone 60 milligrams. He's having headaches but has not checked blood pressure. Recently in the office was running high, takes no blood pressure medicine. He has underlying anxiety, sometimes panic attack. And he has prior suicidal attempt when he was very young, 13 years old. We discussed many issues, the importance of the high dose of prednisone, which the effects are mostly immediately comparing to the CellCept that takes longer for full effect. We discussed the side effects of the prednisone in terms of making his anxiety, potentially depression worse, gaining weight, abdominal area, face, neck, worsening of sugar hypertension, symptoms of gastritis, infection. He just completed doxycycline yesterday. He's having some upper gastrointestinal symptoms. He's going to increase the Prilosec from 20 to 40 if needed. He will feel more comfortable monitoring chemistries more frequently, not just once a month, more for side effects of medications than to assess efficacy. That will take a little bit longer. I believe he needs prophylaxis for pneumocystis pneumonia, which is recommended when the dose is more than 20 milligrams daily for more than 2 weeks, which is his case. If his blood pressure remains elevated, which likely will be, we would like to start losartan, low dose for blood pressure as well as proteinuria. He's using the Walmart at Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N location. He understands the side effects of CellCept for gastrointestinal symptoms, including diarrhea. He just started by primary care on Lexapro 10 milligrams. I encourage him to be very open if he believes that his depression might be exacerbating by acute events or medications, and talk to family, mother, which was present in this home visit, myself or doctors, for further intervention. He has an upcoming encounter with rheumatology, and he will review all the symptoms and concerns again. It's a balance of assuring his response to treatment, hopefully 100% without sequela, and minimizing side effects of medications. No indication for renal biopsy yet, as kidney abnormalities appears to be improving. His testicular discomfort is improving too, and ultrasound did not show major abnormalities, incidental varicocele on the left, and epididymal cyst on the right, which is the sort of pain. He has also stopped energy drinks, mostly coffee, and I encourage him to be more physically active and that will help with blood pressure, minimizing weight gain with the steroids, and also potentially helping with his mental health. All questions answered. We spent about 25 minutes on the phone, end of dictation.